One final major point to make in this lesson is to take a look at how these signatures evolve over time. So let's take a look at this same case, but we're going to take a look at time steps over a period of about 1/2 an hour. So we start off with the first time, which is 0041 UTC, where we have a new rotational velocity couplet, that's mesocyclone number 2, that begins with a strong convergent component. And we have the old occluded rotational velocity couplet, number 1, revealing itself as a TVS. The CC depicts a prominent dual pole TDS, and in fact, the reflectivity shows a donut hole at the tornado location. 10 minutes later, at 0051Z, we see that the old TVS number 1 dissipated, and what appears to be a continuing dual pole TDS is actually false. The reflectivity shows that the low CC bullseye is in very low values, and there is no velocity couplet there. The new velocity couplet number 2 has become the new TVS and is sporting a well-defined dual pole TDS at the tip of the hook. Now, 10 minutes later, we see a new rotational velocity couplet, that's number 3. That's formed into a mesocyclone at the tip of the hook echo with a strong convergent component. And meanwhile, rotational velocity couplet number 2 is still a TVS with an accompanying dual pole TDS. Note that 5 minutes later, the rotational velocity couplet number 3 has now become a TVS that is also accompanied by a dual pole TDS. This TDS is relatively marginal given the weak reflectivity, but it has enough of a prominent correlation coefficient minimum that debris could be there. It's just low confidence. Meanwhile, the rotational velocity couplet number 2 has dissipated as it moved to the left of the track of the parent storm. Now, I have a link to an actual loop that we'll use in another lesson where you can actually step through this yourself and show it in a storm relative mode.